Welcome to the roundtable.
I love her.
Welcome to the round table.
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. You can't go
out the window. God.
I'm going to introduce the show today because well, a kid he can't. Because I don't know if he's been trying to do it over. This is the third take. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Last week we realized we didn't introduce the show. So apologies for that. We're probably nervous and excited to be back on your screens, but we are back ready to kick it on this five seasons day in Gqeberha, GQ. My name is Aviva Thompson, aka Jojo, aka Maggie. What it is?
I'm Spoo, aka the middle man, aka Primo, aka Chu. We're here, we're out here. Thanks for introducing the show, bruh. I was trying to get into my element. Now I think I'm within. Sorry about that. There's really five seasons in a day in Port Elizabeth. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Winter, spring, autumn, summer, and then a mixture.
Yeah, like, now it's sunny, and the lighting is probably going to be lit. And then I think in about 10 minutes time or 15 minutes time, it's going to change again. And it's going to start raining. Yeah. And there's so much going on. But whoever's playing with the remote, come on, guys. Just do the right thing.
It's childish now.
We know you're in control. Just do the right thing, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, man, how are you doing?
I'm good. Just a bit chilly.
Yeah.
Good. Getting into the groove. How are you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. Actually kind of cold, yes.
Hey, I didn't want to say cold because I think we're always complaining. Yeah, but because last week it was the sun, you know, and then now that's why I'm like, no, it's a bit chilly. Being chilly, it's a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it, man.
A cup of coffee will do.
It's my third one.
Bruh, how do you really think, like, is coffee healthy? Like, just a general question. Like,
I don't
is coffee
think so.
Healthy?
No, I don't think coffee is healthy. Doesn't taste healthy.
It doesn't taste healthy,
no. No, and I don't even decaf. I don't think decaf is healthy either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's no healthier option here.
No, just quit. Someone said yesterday. Speaking about coffee.
Yeah.
Someone said yesterday. Yesterday I was so cold. Went to go get my hair done, and you know after you've washed your hair. It's very uncomfortable because now your scalp is like exposed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you have braids. So the cold, it's you can feel it. And if your head is cold, your whole body is cold.
Mm.
So I had to stop by in a shop and then I had to buy whatever. So the person was asking me, no, you don't look okay. Are you fine? And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. It's just that I'm a bit cold. I just need a cup of coffee and some food, you know. And then they were like, oh, you need drugs and food. I'm like, yeah. Drugs?
What time?
How are we at drugs now?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, coffee is a drug. I'm like,
oh. But if you really think about it, though.
I get it.
Yeah?
I get it, but I just didn't think. It didn't land. Because yeah. I was cold and I just needed something warm. Even if it was tea, I would have taken a cup of tea.
But that's what you take. That's your drug. Like, for real. Like, on the real. You drink a hell of a lot of coffee, bruh.
No, I don't. Actually trying to cut back now because I'm realizing that it's not healthy.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily keeping me awake.
Yeah.
But it contributes to something that's unhealthy in my lifestyle. I can feel it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, I'm going to cut back. That's why I was going to have green tea, but you decided to make me coffee. But it's cool. I'm not complaining. I'll have green tea later.
We need to be alive for the show anyway. But yeah, coffee for me, it's not that much of a thing. But I do understand when they're saying that it's a drug. Because, hey, bro, when you want it, you want it. You know what I mean? And there was a time where we were in Queenstown and it was like extremely cold.
Yeah.
I was having like cup after cup. And it was just in me. The only thing that I ran to was coffee. Yeah, well, I'm more like your cool drink person, Coke or tea, if we're going.
Yeah.
I love my tea, but coffee has just been the way now because it just makes sense. It gives you energy as well.
It does give you energy. And not necessarily because it's got... I don't know what... Effect.
What?
We should have a fact check.
There'll be a fact checker soon. But we do have a content producer now. We were talking about that, remember?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there is someone who's going to be sending me ideas and stuff like that. So at least that's out of the way. Yeah, well, so the team is growing, guys, slowly but surely. Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Because we need to focus on the broadcasting and the chopping it up and talking, yeah, well, and then obviously me and the editing. But what does coffee have?
It's got caffeine content, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But let me just see here. Whoa. Espresso, whatever. Okay, this is fancy stuff, man. I just want the...
My coffee's a bit cold, guys. That's why it's so quickly.
Pure coffee powder is coffee powder made from 100% real coffee beans, not mixed with impurity additives such as roasted soybeans, popcorn,
yeah.
Fried rice or other flavors, colors, ensuring cleanness and purity. But anyway, it's got caffeine. Yeah. Caffeine.
Was that what you were looking for?
No, I thought it's got something else.
There is something else. And there is something that it does to your body. I've heard about this on a podcast somewhere. That it replaces whatever for a certain limited amount of time. I don't know what that thing is. Yes, it replaces something in your body for a certain amount of time. And then there is a crash. It's like pre-workout.
Yeah.
It's like pre-workout. With pre-workout, obviously, you take your pre-workout just before you get to the gym, or you go to the gym 30 minutes before. That's what they always say. All the energy just comes to you at once. And then obviously there will come a crash.
Yeah.
Just like with anything.
That's why I don't like energy drinks.
Yes, it's the same thing as energy, like energy drinks as well. So that all of that energy just comes at once. And apparently, if you are someone who has who suffers from seizures, you can't have pre-workout.
Makes sense.
Yeah, well.
Makes sense.
That's what this other guy at the gym was telling me. But if you are someone that suffers from seizures, then you can't have pre-workout because all of that energy just goes to your head all at once. And if obviously you suffer from seizures, then there's a big chance of you having seizures.
The seizure.
And not even coming back from it because all of that rush comes into your body all at once. You get me? So, yeah.
That is something else. Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asking myself, I'm seeing you drinking that pre-workout thing.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I don't think this is healthy. But obviously, you know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
But now it's just putting a stamp on it for me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I didn't see this happening like this.
Okay, no, it says, like, this is very interesting. Caffeine acts as a central nervous system stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
So when it reaches your brain, the most noticeable effect is alertness. You'll feel more awake and less tired. So it's a common ingredient in medication to treat or manage drowsiness, headaches, and migraines. So I understand why I love coffee.
Because
I suffer from a lot of headaches.
Okay.
And sometimes I don't want to take an aspirin or a Panado or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I'll have a cup of coffee. Because then I was like, I have a cup of water. It don't work for me.
That doesn't work, guys. Can we clear that up at least? It doesn't work. It never does.
I don't. I think it's because sometimes people feel dehydrated and then maybe that creates the headache.
So dehydration does cause a headache.
Yes, I'm okay. sure. And that's why they like, just try a glass of water and then hopefully it will go away. I think especially in the summertime.
Mm.
It makes sense in the summertime.
Okay. 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 That's all right.
Fine. Because you don't believe it.
No, I don't like the fact that you just said pre-workout is bad and now it's certified that it's bad. Okay, fine. Fine, it is bad. That's why you take it in cycle. You take it... Yeah, you can't just every day because you there's a tolerance. Yeah, well, you become tolerant of the pre-workout and all the ingredients is that are within. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, you don't feel the effect of it. Okay. That's why you'll find that other people switch pre-workouts. That's not the way to do it. Lay off for 2 weeks or a week. I mean, you can gym without pre-workout. Mm-hmm. It's not that big to cover. So you can lay off for like a week or two and then go back to it again.
Oh, yeah, you see, we must have these conversations because with me, I'm thinking it's something that you have to have every single time when you go to gym, like for the next 3 months if you're going to go on. Like,
it doesn't do anything to your gain. You don't gain because of pre-workout. Pre-workout is literally just pre-workout. You get there, you're energized, you're focused on your workout. It obviously does. It has things that create, I don't know what they call it, but like it vascularity and all of those kinds of things. Also, there are those kind of ingredients in it. But I take whatever pre-workout I see, but like it doesn't have to be too crazy.
Okay.
There are... Okay. Massive brands is the pre-workouts that give you energy that you don't need, energy that will make you not even sleep at night.
Oh.
So I don't want that. I don't need that in my life. I just take your USA and Hyperdrive. That's it. It's probably bottom of the barrel because it's cheap and it's
but it does the job.
It does the job, yeah.
But also another thing, seeing that you're saying there's some pre-workouts that actually don't get you to sleep.
Yeah.
I always thought just because you drink that pre-workout, that's why you sleep like very late in the evening.
Oh no, that's just me.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
That's your own.
Yeah, that's my own thing. Dude, I can have pre-workout at 8 in the morning and go to the gym for an hour.
So the whole day you'll be energized?
No, not necessarily. Oh. I can leave the gym and crash and become even weaker than I was. Or less energized than I was when I was waking up without pre-workout.
Yeah, well,
so yeah, there's that. But anyway, the talk about coffee.
I love that you've elaborated about this pre-workout thing and hopefully I will change my mind.
There's no changing your mind when it comes to these things, dude.
No. I actually read something this morning that said...
You're always reading. Nowadays, what's happening? Who tried?
It's because I'm trying to cut back on screen time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Screen time is, I think it's made me lazy.
Yeah.
And I'm not as creative as I used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creativity. So now.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm cutting back on screen time. I'm just trying to read a little bit more, although reading is also on screen, but less social media, less streaming, all of that YouTube. He has.
So you're on a dopamine detox type of thing, right?
Yes, okay. I'm on that. And yes, what I read today was you don't want to stay stupid. I'm going to say it because this is how I understand. You don't want to stay stupid when you are given information that changes the information that you had prior to you making a certain decision. So I made a decision about pre-workout that you know what, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Now you're giving me more information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't want to stay stupid in my little corner and be like, hey, pre-workout is bad.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I've changed my mind. I understand it. That's why I understand the same way I understand your energy drinks. Uh-huh. Yes, I don't take it for me. It's my own preference.
Yeah.
But I'm not now going to say, no, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I just don't
take
it.
So now you're more open-minded. All right.
I don't want to stay stupid.
I like that. And then you'll find people who are just stuck in their ways, don't want to change, don't want to hear nothing about their opinions. That's
That's really ignorant of people, don't you think?
It's very ignorant. And it doesn't allow you to have a lot of conversations because you cut the conversation short.
Yeah.
You cut it short. Because if I said, okay, this pre-workout thing of yours, I don't understand it. And then I switched completely off. I wouldn't have known about this.
Mm.
Wouldn't have known about. So open your mind, broader thinking. And also you get to know a little bit more. When you play that 30 seconds, then you know it's pre-workout. You know? Get what I mean?
Yeah.
Caffeine.
Caffeine.
Yeah. Okay.
Keeps you alert. Whatever.
I like that. All right. All right.
Yes.
Now, going back to what you were talking about, you said something about screen time and tech and all of that. Dude, I feel like tech is taking over.
Yeah.
In a positive way. There's two sides to this coin, right?
Always.
Two sides to this coin. There's two ways to look at it. There is the negative side. There is the positive side, right? I feel... Did you see what was happening in Cape Town or what's happening in Cape Town currently in Observatory Pick and Pay?
I saw it on TikTok.
But that's not even where it started, because it literally started like at the McDonald's.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There was a McDonald's in East London before we actually moved to Port Elizabeth.
Yeah.
McDonald's in East London that had these automated machines that it's like a self-service
type of thing.
Yeah.
It takes your order. You even swipe your own card. I mean,
how does that now get to affect the economy and jobs and all of these kind of things? Like, I don't see it. I don't see that going in the positive way or the right way.
I also don't think so. I don't. It's going to affect. It's affecting. Let me not say it's going to affect. It's affecting the economy in a very negative, the worst way possible,
mm-hmm.
actually, because. There is such a big, there's such a big gap,
yeah.
between the rich and the poor in mm-hmm. South Africa. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Huge.
And people are living from hand to mouth every month.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lady at Pick and Pay. She is getting paid and she's barely making it through the month.
Mm.
She probably sells a makwinya in the community during weekends or when she's not working or whatever, just yeah. to get by. Because if she doesn't have that job, now you're creating an even worse scenario for her and her family, her kids, and all of that. And this is something, it's not really happening, but I'm just making an example.
Yeah.
I can't imagine now she doesn't have, okay, did you see that the staff walking around, just helping people?
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't have the lady at the till
yeah.
giving us a plastic and taking out chair.
So you do that on your own?
Yes. You do that on your own. But there's a lady there that's just keeping an eye on you so you don't steal.
So you don't like act like you're scanning things
yeah.
and then you don't. So wait, I didn't see the video.
Oh, so you what, didn't?
Yeah, I just read the article.
Okay.
But I just like, yeah. So what happens is that there's the till, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just explain
there's
what you saw in the
till?
Video. Yeah.
The guy is actually he's going there with his little basket,
okay.
little groceries. It's not a lot, Shem.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got there and he was scanning his groceries or whatever. And then I think he had a bag. I'm not too sure. Don't remember. But then he pressed his smart shopper thing, swiped that.
Okay.
He pressed everything to go through on his card and he put it in his bag and he left. In the meantime, there are people that are wearing uniform from Pick and Pay, staff walking around, just trying to help clients,
yeah.
customers, with whatever they need. The person at the vegetable, whatever, is packing the vegetables, packing the coffees, packing the whatever, you know? So the lady at the till doesn't have a job anymore.
This
she has to go and pack
scary.
Lettuce or
this
whatever.
Is scary. This is really scary. So there will be. There are jobs that are being cut.
Yes. Even if it's not jobs, it's hours being cut.
Ooh.
Because if you're getting paid per hour and you work 8 hours a day, you can be cut to 4 so that they accommodate the other person. So
even in that 4 hours, bruh, there's a chance that you will be your pay rate will be cut because you're not doing as much work anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ah, dude, this is scary.
It is scary. It's very scary because back in the day, I could never go to a shop and not have a lady help me or a guy help me at the till. Like, you have a little brief conversation. Hello, Cece. You even get to know them.
You know what the article said? Mm. The article says, don't quote me. It says that it's this is more convenient for people who don't want to stand in line and have to deal with the cashier or the teller. What do you mean deal with?
I'm very guilty. I'll tell you why. I went to KFC the one time and I was like, I did not feel like talking to those ladies, and I wasn't in the mood.
What's wrong with the KFC ladies? What do they do to you?
Nothing. I wasn't in the mood. I was like, you know what? I just want to get in, take my order and go.
So there are times like that.
Yes. And I went to the self-service. I was the only one in that KFC that went to the self-service thing, and I didn't care. I went there. I swiped my card. Took my order.
KFC has the same thing.
Yes. Here, down the road.
Oh, shit. It's because I do drive through all the time. I've never been, like, I've been inside KFC. Yeah. Anyway, actually, I always choose the drive-through.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, this time I went in and I was like, I'm not in the mood, and I did that, and I didn't have to speak to anyone. I only spoke to the lady that gave me the food. She was like 208, and I was like,
see the comment section.
That's it.
I can see the comment section saying that Mikey's a diva.
Not all the time. No, guys, not all the time.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't in the mood.
Get you, though. There are times like that. But that article, AI, it just caught me by surprise. I'm like, hey, deal with.
Imagine if you had to do it at the petrol station. Self-service, like overseas.
I don't think we're honest here, man.
Hi, Kaloko, because you first load your money.
Oh, okay. If you're going 200.
Yes, you load your money. 200, yes.
And then you get your gas, and then at 200 bucks, it cuts off and it stops.
Yeah.
That would be okay too, but at the same time, you're still cutting jobs, and I don't like that. That's the bad side to this thing.
But I think that's where we're going, because look at AI.
But if we're going towards that direction, then what does it mean for South Africa or the world? Let's just look at South Africa, because our economy is down bad, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Dude, I saw a picture of someone yesterday, actually. I was going through my people's stories on WhatsApp. There was a lady in military uniform. Mm. And she was cuffed to a door with her groceries packed in front of her. I mean, that's insinuating the fact that she stole that. Right? She's
shoplifting.
Yeah. Ah. So it's bad.
Law enforcement.
I call for Mula.
No enforcement.
I'll go for me. Only uniform, beret, and everything. Camouflage.
Ah! Hippo.
Hippo. 1976.
Oh!
A lady, bro. Indozo tambisa food. Not ba uba lettuce, cheese. No, indozo tambisa. Nivi.
Yo! And those things are expensive, guys.
Bro.
I was having a conversation with someone, and they're like, this Kendrick Lamar story of he's coming to South Africa, 6,000 rand a ticket. I was like, what?
Asimat. Go. Asimat.
6K? I was like, is that a general pass? I thought it's like, you get food, you go to a lounge, you know, you get.
Kevin Hart was here and he didn't charge
6,000 that much. I don't know how true it is. But anyway, and then she was like, at the same time, you imagine how many things you'd buy at this camp. And I'm like, guess 6,000. It's so expensive. Guys, you see toiletries? What do you buy at this game? Toiletries. 6,000.
I think we've spoken about this on the podcast before. Dude, you go to this game, you literally come out with one plastic, and it's 700 bucks.
That's why the last time The last time I went in there, I took my card. I took my this game card. I took no bag. Because when I get to this game, I will think, oh, let me buy this. Oh, it's pretty. Oh, special. I was like, no, I'm there to buy toilet paper and I leave.
Yo.
I'm not going to buy anything else.
This can be Satan. Because you see those things when you're walking to the till, dog. You see those ones on the side there. Enticing ones. The lip gloss, yeah?
I took
lip
five therapy. The one time. I took five and I took five and I was like, Apple, what are you doing? No.
That's all.
Okay. I put it back. And I was like, no, you know what? You're going to go to Spa and you're going to buy something that is absolutely similar.
For way cheaper.
The price.
Exactly.
No, let us stop.
Bruh, it's so good bird. What I'm trying to get at is that good bird.
Law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
Shoplifting, it roll on.
And now you are bringing AI into it.
I do.
Cyril is going to be writing speeches. That AI. I'm just saying.
Hasn't he already?
For real? Do you think so?
No.
Do you think he uses ChatGPT? I think he doesn't. Man, I don't think so.
ChatGPT is crazy, bruh.
Yeah, but it's bomb, though.
Remember, I told you. Which ChatGPT are you using on your phone? I got it on my phone now. Yeah. About to go down.
What do you use it for, bruh?
A whole lot of stuff.
Okay, like professional emails.
Yeah.
That's
just
cool.
To get a nice, like, you know, that tone.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And use like good words.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I cut back on screen time. So I'm reading so that my vocab can grow.
And that's what they say. As a good word, there's, I like saying this. There's two ways to look at things, right? I just have this thing now of looking at things this way. When it comes to ChatGPT, cool, yes, it will write whatever it is that it writes for you. Don't just copy and paste.
Don't do that.
Yeah. You know? Don't just copy and paste. My advice, dude, we do assignments. Obviously, sometimes it gets tiring.
It does.
Type out the whole thing.
It does.
So you can just ask ChatGPT the question. It'll write down the answer for you. You take whatever it is that you take from it. You read it. And then you edit it.
Yeah.
You fuck out your own things. And then you can go to your, what's that program where you see your spelling and all of those kind of things?
Grammarly.
Grammarly, yes. And then you can add your Grammarly there. And then it can change the grammar for you. And it can work on it and make it proper. You see what I mean?
Grammarly is also nice.
Yeah. There are so many like things that we can use out there to make ourselves better and to make our writing better and all of these things. I'm doing journalism, so you can imagine the amount of writing that I'm doing. Yeah. So it's very important for us to get to use these tools in the right way and not just to get by and cheat and get A's on the side.
Yeah.
Even though you're going to be busted.
You will be busted.
Because schools have now these things that detect
when you've used ChatGPT.
Yeah, AI. When you've used AI. Because it's not just ChatGPT now. There are so many of them. And so many people are making money with these things.
And we all using it. It's like people don't want to think of it as an enhancer. It's like,
yes,
it's like makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You are pretty naturally.
Yeah.
But you just want to enhance. You know?
Rather, can't even comment right now.
You want to enhance.
Yeah.
You know, make your eyelashes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Make your lips a little bit pinker. You understand what I mean?
Contour. The one I learned. Contour.
I shouldn't have told you about that.
I like it. It makes sense. It just makes sense.
So it's an enhancer next.
No, but anyway, talk about makeup. I wanna do makeup one day.
I'll do your makeup. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking of someone that I wanted us to invite to the podcast. Hence, I was looking for the other mic. There's someone that I wanted to interview from here in PE, and I think he would be very excited to do it with us.
Okay,
and it will be a nice way of putting us on the map as well. There's someone that might be coming, not next week, but maybe that week, but depending on his schedule as well. So yeah, man, that would be
interesting.
So I want to do my makeup for that one, Jay, just to see how it's gonna look on camera, like more flavor.
Oh, I thought like nice makeup.
Now you want to face me? I can't be looking like a butterfly.
Flavor makeup, oh my word. Okay, yeah, but we'll
nothing hectic, man. I really feel like Caesar wears makeup. But...
I think sometimes he does.
Nah.
He looks like he would. Sometimes he does.
Gives me those vibes, man.
He does.
He gives me those, and it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you're not straight or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just because there's obviously you'll find that people on Facebook, if you ever, and I say Facebook because Facebook is Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like if you would put there, face be done, dun, and you're a guy, everyone is going to be like,
face PT.
Face PT. Which one? What's going on? Yeah, so, yeah. Okay.
Okay, no.
Okay. I was going to touch on a very touchy subject about someone on Facebook who's been going wild. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He's been wild.
I don't go onto Facebook and put up his status anymore because people are wild on Facebook.
There's someone on Facebook who said that everyone who supports New Zealand is a red flag. Or like every guy that supports
I can't New even Zealand. Roll my eyes. This is me rolling my eyes.
I didn't like that.
I think I hit the book. I'm tired.
Oh, you're tired now?
I'm toxic.
I'm toxic. I find it very entertaining, firstly. I like the fact that he's very opinionated. And he fits in the circles. And whenever someone wants to fight him, he fights back. Yeah, well, I don't have that in me. I wish I did. Otherwise, the podcast would be booming.
I think it's just his MO. He just loves Amehlo.
Yeah.
And he's just wants attention. Because I don't think in real life he is like that.
No, sit with him. He is like that. He's very opinionated. It's all about debates, bruh.
This is me.
But I love the fact that he doesn't bully anyone on Facebook or anything like that. So he keeps to his own. And, you know, he chats with these people. But he's a funny guy. He's a very funny guy.
There are two sides to this. You know?
There's not two sides to this.
Everyone I wait to it's not my cup of tea. It's not the
content you signed up for.
No, it's not.
But what do you sign up for? What do you want to see on your timeline?
Yesterday I was watching cleaning videos for a couple of minutes, almost an hour. I shared the screen with my parents who were watching cleaning videos.
TikTok.
Yeah. Hi guys.
Who's that lady? I just kept on hearing the same intro over and over again. No.
It's your cleaning lady. I'm like, what?
What's
it's
this?
It's Bali. Bali Lapo. And I'm a housekeeper.
Oh, housekeeper, not cleaning lady. But what is that? But she's really.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
I love her. She makes. She makes it. She makes cleaning so easy, and she makes it practical.
Yeah.
And she makes it make sense. Do you understand what I mean? And you use things that are in your house. You don't necessarily have to go and buy certain things. Yes, buy here and there, but it's not out of your budget. So I love it because we just had a bit of a problem, guys. Why didn't you guys?
Actually, you guys didn't warn us about this.
Why didn't anyone from all the coastal towns? I know people in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about Joburg. I'm talking about people in York. You guys are safe. I know people in Cape Town. I know people here in PE.
Yeah.
I know people in East London. I know people in Durban. No one. I don't know if Durban even gets a mold.
I think they do, though.
Anyway, people have moldy houses.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you don't clean, not because it's dirty, because it's humid. And secondly, our cars are getting rust and all of that. If you don't use your car for a week.
You've got chip paint on your car.
It rusts.
Yeah.
Everything that is steel. Like, why didn't you guys say, no, you have to buy an anti-rust thing. You have to, huh?
But I learned this in NS.
Yeah, but I thought global warming was just going to, like, you know. But now, everything is a problem, guys. Everything is a problem. Living coastal regions, they've got their disadvantages, and we are dealing with some.
Yeah, it's really bad. Eh? You get into the shower and you see, it's very cold. Even in your room, just chilling, Jay.
My shoes have mold. Thank you, right?
I noticed that because the pouch of my gun has the nothing mold on the outside as well.
Explain the gun part.
Oh no! Did you?
It's a play one.
It's a play one. It's not the gua dead. No, sorry.
No. Even I was like, what?
But it's one of the few things that I realized that I saw was the mold in my room. Like, man. Even my shoes that I haven't worn in a very long time. Even clothes, if you leave them for too long in the cupboard.
That's why I have to
shake them
my clothes. You know, most of the time I'm like, ha! You know, I'm still here.
Just for the cupboard.
Dude,
talking about that, is it okay for us to talk about, like, conspiracy theories? Is that okay?
Yeah. Which one?
No. I'm not saying we're going to do it now, but I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay, cool. We'll get into global warming next week. There's something I want to drop about global warming as well.
This guy, yesterday I was at the salon. Yeah. Guys, go to the salons in town. You will find the most interesting characters there.
Get the most content, bruh.
This guy said, very funny. I don't know what this guy was doing. Oh, he was doing some funny thing, whatever. Yeah. So we were asking, hey, bro, why is he doing this? And then the guy that was doing the dreadlocks at the salon is like, no, he's probably on drugs or something like that. Hey, once you're in, you can't get out. It's just like the Illuminati. And I was like,
hey, who still talks about the Illuminati?
I was like, didn't we let this go?
Bruh.
Hi, bro.
It's 2014.
Yeah. I laughed. I laughed. And it was okay. You have to give the lady the fiver in order that to do your prayers. And I was like, sorry. who still talks about the Illuminati?
Wow.
I even looked at it. I was like, are you serious? Once you're in, you're in. You can't get out.
Bruh.
I was like, I'm not going to entertain this. Random.
You? Anyway. That is so random. It's been years since I've last heard about anything that's got to do with the Illuminati.
We don't talk about it anymore. We let that ship sail. We let it go like the Titanic. Let it go. Let it go. Like the Illuminati.
But anyway.
So, you're saying, sorry, next week you want to drop global warming.
Yeah, I want to talk. I want to say something about global warming. Conspiracy theory that I got from some podcast. I listen to a whole lot of podcasts now.
It's interesting, man.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So, and I think it's quite believable in a way, but we'll discuss it next week. Fantastic. I'll do extensive research and then we'll get into it so we can check.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. You made me realize something when you kept on saying this, that anything is possible. Because you said it last week, and you said it while we were having a conversation about these very successful people on Instagram and how they've been doing things and how they live and all of that. You made me realize that you don't just look at things at face value.
Not all that glitters is gold.
It's gold. Sometimes it's muddy.
Sometimes you think it's gold, can't
it? It's not the one.
Not the one, and it's fake. It's Hong Kong.
Guys, but there's something that literally just came up, so we need to attend to that.
Nah, I just went, and then you were like,
"What? So look, you throw it out? Yeah, you throw it in the air, and then yes, deuces, guys, Smooth, Mikey, we out. Thank you.
Welcome to the roundtable."